Hey everybody, it's such a joy for me to be with all of you today. Thank you so much for dropping by. Just want to declare that God has great things in store for you as well. Before I go into the message that I have in store for you today, I encourage you to connect with me through the various social media platforms that I'm available on. You can check out my content on Instagram. You can also connect with me through Facebook and Parler. You can also subscribe for daily inspirations through WhatsApp. And you can also get regular content on YouTube. Don't forget to get my books, both my first one, Who Am I?, which will help you understand your identity, as well as my second one, Unveil Your Purpose, which became a number one on Amazon, which will help you discover your purpose and to start walking in it as well. You can get more details at www.johngifter.com. And I encourage you to rate this podcast in the platform that you are listening to and also give a review so that it will boost and help reach more people. And thank you so much for listening, and do share it around with your friends and loved ones so that it will be a great blessing to them as well. Now let's go to the session that we have for today. Episode, I was talking to you about this God of suddenlies. How even though your life seems like it's never going to change, it looks so monotonous and there's no visible progress on the outside, you have to remember that even though you've been waiting for a long period of time, just like the story of Joseph, just like the passage I read to you from Amos chapter 9, I want you to understand that suddenly God is the God who's going to turn the tables around. Suddenly he's going to shift people across. Suddenly he's going to open doors no man can shut. Suddenly he's going to bring the provision for your vision, and suddenly you're going to see that God is going to take you places that you never even dreamed about. And in that I also told you about a question that you may be asking, and you may say, John, that's all sounds great, but why can't I see visible progress right away? Why can't I see, at least I'm not asking for the, you know, the fullness of my destiny, why can't I see at least a little bit of, you know, the progress, or a little bit what God has in store for me? You know, everything seems so monotonous and it's so hard for me to go by every single day hoping and believing that someday things will turn around. Well, I want to start by giving you an anecdote that the Lord gave me to help me understand this, and then I will share a couple of scriptures with you, and I'm sure this anecdote will help you whenever you face such questions in your life. Why am I not seeing any visible progress the way I need to see? So here I go. This is the example that God gave me. So I stay in a place called Bangalore in India. All right, so the Lord told me, now imagine I want to go to a hill station that's about 500 miles from Bangalore. Now from Bangalore to this hill station or mountain that is around 500 miles, if I want to go, I'm not going to get a straight road that just goes on the sky at an angle so that I will be able to reach the top of the mountain right away. You know, that's just in our imagination, right? Like, you cannot create a road in the sky, just go straight at this angle so that you will reach straight to the top of that mountain that's 500 kilometers away. That's just in our imagination. That may happen in a cartoon, but not in reality, right? So, how does the road go if I want to go there? The road is going to be like this. If for the most part, if you see from Bangalore, if you take roughly for at least 400 miles, I will be traveling on plain road. Okay, I'm just taking just as a vague example. Okay, 400 to 420 kilometers or for miles, I will be just going on plain road. And only when I hit the foot of the mountain, what's going to happen, or the mountain range or the hill station's range of mountains, only then I will start climbing the mountain. You get what I'm saying? That's the way the road has been laid. You're not going to go up right from Bangalore. You're going to go on plain ground for the most part. Maybe in between you'll have ups and downs, or like Ghat section, maybe some other hill stations coming and things like that. That for the most part, you will be on plain ground for almost 400 to 420 kilometers. And only after that, what happens is you start climbing the mountain. Okay, and once you hit the foot of the mountain, it's always going to be like up and up and up and up, climbing, climbing, climbing till you reach to the top of the mountain. Okay, so I hope you're able to understand the picture that I'm just giving you, an example that I want to share with you. So I want you to put this in the context of our lives. You are saying, why am I not seeing visible progress? Okay, John, I want, like, put yourself here. You want to go to the top of a mountain, maybe a mountain in your career, or maybe to the top of the summit in your relationship or your dreams, or you want to see certain milestones to reach in your life. All that is great. But I want you to understand that as much as you want to see that you're going up and up, the road has not always been laid that way. For the most part, you would notice that you're just going on plain ground, so to speak. In between, you'll have a little bit of ups, like when you go through some God sections, you're like, wow, I'm going up. And then you're like, oh my goodness, why am I going down again? Because the God section gets over, right? It happens on many of these highways. That's what happens. So in between, you may go through some accomplishments and you're like, wow, I'm going through something amazing. And then again, you realize, oh my goodness, I'm still stuck in the same place, like, you know, same level, so to speak. So what I want you to understand is, you know, put yourself in the context of the example I gave you. If you feel like you're stuck in the same level, it's probably because in your life, you have not reached the foot of the mountain that God has for you. That's what I want you to understand. I want you to look at it in that context. Then you'll be able to take the pressure off that. Then you'll be able to get relaxed and you'll be like, okay, fine. You know what? I can trust God. See, I didn't use the word that you're stuck in the same place, even though you feel like you're stuck in the same place. What I want you to understand is, when you're going through the plains, for the most part, okay, I'm the kind of person, when I'm going on roads, for me, oh my goodness, this is another tree, there's another tree. It just looks like I'm in the same place because nothing different or out of the ordinary for me. That's the way I look at it. And, you know, many a times in life, we feel the same way. We feel like I'm in the same place, but you're not actually not in the same place. You're actually progressing towards the foot of the mountain. But you feel like you're in the same place because you're in the same level. That is, you're still in the plains. Because you want to actually go to the top of a hill or a mountain. But because you're still on the plains, you feel like you're in the same level. And that's the way we think with regard to our life also. Just because we're in the same level, we think that we're not progressing. Just because we're in the same level, we think that you're going nowhere. You're stuck in the same place. But that's when you have to understand that just because you're in the same level doesn't mean you're not. It just means that you're progressing, moving towards. Only point is that you're still not reached the foot of the mountain. When you reach the foot of the mountain, you're going to start climbing. There's that moment in your life when you'll see that God is lifting you. And when you there's a moment in your life when you will see that suddenly you're going up and up and up and up. That's going to happen. That's going to happen. For a long period of time, giving back the same example as Joseph's story yesterday, you know, it looked like everything was still like in the same pattern for him. He was in a favorite home and then he is thrown in the pit. Okay, so in a favorite home, maybe you can say like, wow, I'm the king of my home. You know, he was the favorite son of his father. And then what happens from that great thing? What happens? He's going into the pit. He's going down. Right, and then he gets sold as a slave. Okay, fine. Okay, now he gets used to this aspect of being a slave, and now he's put in charge of everything in Potiphar's house. Now it's like, okay, fine, he's getting through another God section in his life. But what happens? The Potiphar's wife wrongly accuses Joseph, and he's thrown in the prison. So again, he's going down. It looked like it was going to the top of the mountain, but again, he was going down. See, when he's in the prison, he helps the cupbearer and he thinks, wow, this is my mountain. This is my moment when I'm helping, and he's going to go out and he's going to help me come out of it. And he thinks like that. And then what happens? He realizes that was also a guard section, because once the cupbearer goes out, he forgets him, and he's now not only in the prison, he's now in the dungeon. He goes from one, a guard section over to another. But what happens out of the blue? Years later, what happens? The king calls him, and he is taken from the dungeon and taken to become the prime minister equivalent of Egypt, at a time when Egypt was the most powerful nation of the world of that time. So what I want you to understand is that you may feel like, John, for a long period of time, I'm not seeing a visible progress. That's fine. That's the way the road has been laid. I want to share a couple of scriptures with you. Psalm 37 verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. What I want you to understand is that you won't always understand the steps. You won't understand the way the road has been laid. You may think like, oh my goodness, John, I'm supposed to go in this direction, but I'm going in a totally opposite direction. But you know, that's the way the road has been laid. And you may say, John, I have to go up to this altitude. The mountain is at, or the hill station is at this altitude, but I'm still, you know, in such a low altitude. Maybe that's because you're progressing, you're moving forward, but you're still not hit the foot of the mountain, right? So I want you to look at your life in that context, that yes, I don't understand it all. I feel like I'm stuck in the same place. To be honest, you're not stuck in the same place. You are moving forward. As you keep moving forward, at the right time, you will hit the foot of the mountain or the mountain region where you will start climbing suddenly. Now, at this juncture, I want to give you a little bit about the next episode, because I want to tell you that some people have this idea that, okay, that means, is it going to be like an instantaneous thing right away? Like, you know, I just want to give you a little bit of understanding in regard to the aspect of process and progress, okay? Because people have to understand this in their life as well. So stay tuned for tomorrow's episode, where I'm going to talk about that. But one thing I want you to understand is this, okay? Now, when I talk about the aspect of the season of suddenlies, or when I talk about today's episode, where I'm saying that you'll hit a particular moment when you're suddenly going up the mountain, I want you to understand that, for example, when you look at Joseph's life, right? We always look at the moment when Joseph is going to the top of the ladder, when he's getting to the palace, or when you want to go to the top of the mountain in today's example, or the suddenly moment. See, that suddenly, the breakthrough, the miracle, and all of that is all connected to the so many years of process and growth and learning and waiting upon the Lord. Because people many times forget that. They think that just because, you know, I just believe in the sermon, I want to immediately see a season of suddenly. No, it doesn't happen that way. Joseph saw the suddenly, but it involved a long period of waiting, and then he suddenly saw the progress in his life. Okay, so that is what I want you to understand. And when you put that in the right perspective, in tomorrow's episode, I will teach you on the aspect of acclimatization, or process in which God takes you from one level to another level. Hope to see you there. God bless you. I hope you were blessed, encouraged, and edified by the message that you just listened to. I encourage you to connect with me through the various social media platforms. I'm available on Instagram, Parler, and Facebook. You can also check out my regular content on YouTube. And I encourage you to get my books, both Who Am I, as well as my latest one, which became a number one on Amazon, Unveil Your Purpose. I'm sure these books will be a great blessing to you as well. Please do leave a rating and review this podcast in the platform that you're listening to. Share this around with a friend and a loved one. I'm sure it will bless them as well and also help us reach more people with the good news of Jesus Christ as well. Do check out other content on the podcast platform. And if you're led to support us financially or you would like to connect with me, you can also check out the details in the description with regard to my PayPal account. And also, if you are led to invite me to share the word in any other platform, you can do so by connecting with me either through the website or through any other means like the social media platforms as well. Thank you so much for dropping by, and I'll see you next time. If you want to get more details, check out my website, www.johngifter.com.